Hey there, welcome to the Pipeline Podcast. This is Jesse Scardina, I'm a news writer for searchcontentmanagement.com.
And I'm Don Fleckinger, executive editor for that site.
Don, how's it going today?
Pretty good. How about you, Jesse? We're Friday, we're going to hit the weekend.
We have a lot of content management news to talk about today, though. There's been a while since a content management podcast for the Pipeline Pod, but we each completed a couple content management stories this week, and we have a busy year ahead in that space. Don, you just finished up a story that we'll be posting on searchcontentmanagement.com pretty soon, where you got to interview the chief product officer of Box, Jeetu Patel. What was the most interesting thing that you got from that conversation?
Well, it's not every day you get the opportunity to ask a high-level executive at Box about their product roadmap. And Jeetu is pretty available, and also he's a favorite of our number one contributor, Jeff Bock, former analyst at Forrester, and he does a lot of content management reports for other companies. So he's a pretty smart guy, and he always told me if you could ever talk to this guy, he knows what's going on, and he sees content management from the 30,000-foot view, and he's very smart about it. And I found that to be absolutely the case. And what Jeetu was talking about was content management rides the mega trends as tailwinds for their business, which sounds like marketing speak, but what he was saying is that, you know, the last 10 years, Box looked at what are the main drivers in technology for enterprise IT, and it was cloud and it was mobile. So they infused that in everything they built into the product. And they see that AI and machine learning are these big mega trends, as he put it. But there is some truth in there, because now Box, they've sort of conquered the mobile. They've conquered the cloud. And as Patel pointed out, if you want to share a piece of content from OneDrive over mobile devices to somebody outside your organization, it's such a complicated process that Microsoft has a troubleshooting technical help sheet on how to, the steps involved in doing that. But Box has conquered that. We use Box in our own workflows. This podcast file is going to go straight to Box, and then the editors who are in multiple locations are going to work on it from Box, and they could, and I'm going to do it from a mobile device. So they've conquered that, and he says in the next 5 years will be explosive change for content management, meaning that it won't look like it does right now. Content management has been pretty static the last 25 years, and over the next 5 years, he says machine learning and AI, which will inform Box's roadmap as well as everybody else's, will wring more content out of your content. And by that, he means images will be able to be run through AI and machine learning processes that auto-populate with metadata. Mm-hmm. So things that no human could take time to say about a picture will suddenly be embedded and searchable and findable. So it'll be so much easier to work with disparate pieces of unstructured content, because the robots are going to classify it and make it findable and create new efficiencies in our workflow. And he talked about all kinds of things, such as sentiment analysis at a call center. Box is working on some projects with that, where every call is recorded and you can take a look from the mountaintop and sort of cast about and find out what made everybody angry most frequently, what made everybody happy most frequently. And so people will be able to use data points like this to improve their customer service, where now that is difficult, if not impossible, or rudimentary, right? So that's what he's talking about. Big trends will inform Box's next strategies. Right. And those two are AI, machine learning, image recognition, sentiment analysis, things like that, to add value to the content that you're already creating without humans having to do a lot of filling out of forms or fields or that kind of thing.
And a point you brought up about using Box. It's one of the few products that we actually do use and TechTarget's a customer of. And while we specifically write about business applications, we're not in sales and marketing ourselves. We don't really use many of those products firsthand. We don't use Salesforce. We don't use Dynamics 365. We do use Box, though. And as someone who came in never having to use it before, you're dead on with the mobile aspect of it. It's something that's very seamless, very easy to use. We've, like you said, transferred podcasts from one phone to the other, listen to them, can edit them, move them along down the line just from your phone, which if you've ever tried to do that with other sort of content sharing platforms, it's pretty difficult. So Box is definitely kind of leading the way there. You brought up kind of the move of, or the advancement of AI and machine learning into the content management space. That just reminded me of one of the stories that I recently wrote around mFiles, which is a information management company that has developed AI to do exactly what you described, to attach metadata to different content and allow it to be searchable no matter what repository it's in. That seems to be one of the trends in 2018 for content management.
Right, and Box and OpenText doesn't have a monopoly on AI. Somebody's going to figure out the great, you know, next great widget that changes the world, and then I'm sure OpenText or Box will buy it. But
right.
but it's just a reminder, your mFile story, that these big Microsoft-sized companies, vendors, are not the only game in town. There's a lot of companies doing AI out there for both content management and CRM, and somebody's going to hit on something huge, and it will change the industry, and it might not be one of the big players.
And the thing is, I mean, you have those big players. You have millions of customers using SharePoint and millions of customers using Google Sheets and Google Drive. But there are so many other places where people and companies put their content. And if you're able to have a system that can connect into all of them rather than, you know, just a couple, now all of a sudden your workforce, it doesn't matter what tools you're using, it's the AI doing the work and you finding what you need to find. Obviously, this is because of, like we said, AI, machine learning, but the cloud advancements also made this possible too. When things were on-premise, you couldn't search through mobile and multiple repositories. And that seemed, another story that you wrote for content management seemed to really play into this cloud content management movement. Want to go into the case study that you wrote?
Yes, I was interested in Cloudinary, their pitch. They had a good customer, Concourse Media, a large Canadian company that has multiple sort of entertainment sites, sports, lifestyle, food. So they're getting 25 million hits a month from
all you hammered things. The SEO on that intro for that story too.
Forkly. Anyway, so these media companies though are having a hard time. It's been an age old problem since the beginning of the mainstream internet 22 years ago, serving up all those images and serving them quickly.
I think we've all had that experience of images taking forever to load, images showing up just not the same, not as clear as we would have liked them.
Especially on your mobile devices. Maybe the cell tower network is being overloaded on the Fritz, whatever. So in the last few years, Google has actually taken the speed at which images load and the page overall as a metric in search ranking. So now it behooves, especially large media companies trying to get eyeballs on their content, it behooves them to figure out new ways to make images load faster. So, and also to have a image loading system that is device specific, so it knows you're looking at a phone
or a
3G network
or a tablet or
Safari. Yeah, right. So give you the minimum possible image with So anyway, Cloudinary does that, and how the probably the most interesting thing about this is, you know, it's an old problem, and it's just another solution for that. But in the cloud world, media companies, especially, you know, their images, their content is their IP.
It's everything.
And yeah. they don't want to let go of it to a third-party cloud vendor, even though Cloudinary may have a much better optimized. They might have a lot more server bandwidth, mm-hmm. and Concurs Media might not want to maintain the server farm and spend the money on that. So cloud makes all the sense to them in the world, but they can't quite let go of it. So the interesting thing about Cloudinary and how they work with Concurs is that Concurs keeps stuff, keeps all their images on their own servers. Cloudinary pulls it, makes a copy, and then optimizes it, then serves it. So Concurs never migrates its content into Cloudinary's cloud. So, you know, God forbid there's a divorce down the road. Yeah. We're not... The images aren't held hostage in that IP, and there's a disruption in the service. It's just...
That's an interesting hybrid approach that they have there with kind of on-premise and cloud, which you've seen a lot of customers kind of move towards. It's the security of knowing that your content, which you said is everything to a content producer like Concurs Media. They still have it. They know where it is. They control it. But now they have a system that's able to... like you said, put it through Google and make sure it's up to par much quicker than they were able to do.
Right, and also they don't have to maintain the server farm pushing that, you know, that image of Taylor Swift 25 million times, mm-hmm. right? They just have to push it once
right.
to Cloudinary, and they take care of the rest. And so it is pretty symbiotic. I thought it was interesting, and it's an old problem, but it's a very, very new solution to it that sort of remixes the best of you know what the cloud service vendors have to offer, and
it definitely seems like there's going to be a lot of movement in the content management space in 2018. I mean, we've been talking about AI for several years, but it definitely seems like there's more and more use cases amongst the topics that we cover. We're going to have a lot more of that throughout this year.
Yeah, we'll be seeing a lot more AI this year because search content management is hitting the road. We're adding a lot more user conferences than perhaps have been attended in the past by reporters. We're going to BoxWorks. That was a yep. number one target. We got that on the calendar.
You're going to SharePoint in March?
DC, yes, SharePoint Fest. Should be a lot of federal users of SharePoint there. And in my past experience, federal IT folks tend to speak their mind a lot more willingly. Than
yes.
So I'm looking for that.
When is the Box show? Do you know off the top here? We're very prepared on the podcast.
I want to say it's September or late August, but it's in San Francisco.
And then we have Open Techs in Toronto in June or July.
July, yep.
And then we'll be at the Acquia Engage in Boston again, I hope.
So, yeah, they're a bus company, I'm sure it is. I should fact check that before I say it.
So at least four content management conferences coming up this year, maybe a couple more as they appear on our view, but looking forward to an exciting year for searchcontentmanagement.com. So keep checking back for content and conference coverage.
I'm looking forward to it too, Jesse. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Doc.